Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Almighty Creator. He is our Elohim, our Yehovah. He's the Most High, whom saints, those who have been called and set apart, we've been called and set apart. Our lives have been set apart. Isn't that awesome? We follow his truth. I'm talking to the saints right now. I'm not sure if anyone's connected in who hasn't accepted Yeshua as their Savior. But we as saints, we depend on him. We trust him. We believe in him by faith. Yes, it takes faith to believe. Hallelujah. And we believe, have that faith by that grace that's been given to us by the Father. He gives us grace through his beloved Son. And I am happy about that. I thank the Almighty for having faith or belief in his Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. You may call him Jesus. I'm calling him by his Hebraic name, Yeshaya, Yeshua, Yeshua. Yes. And I'm happy that I get to believe in him. Aren't you happy that you get to believe in him? I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have him in my life. When chaos and all kind of things are going on in my life, I don't understand how people make it, how they survive without trusting in him, without depending on him, taking him at his word. I don't know how they make it. I really don't. I would be crazy as what they say, a bed bug. And I've heard some stories about them bed bugs, how they eat up on your skin and chew on you, make you itch and all kind of stuff. So I don't, you know, you can't hardly even see the bed bugs. So I don't want to, I think I'd be crazy as one of them. I don't know. But I am just grateful this morning, hallelujah, that I have the Almighty. I can go to him and you can go to him 24/7, 365 days in the year. It doesn't matter the morning, the noon, the night, when. We always can go directly to him. I thank him. But I also thank you today. Yes, who've called in to tune in on Crown Talking Drums Radio. It's early. It's real early for some people. Early Sunday morning. Some people just want to get that extra snooze of sleep. Amen. And I can understand that. I want to get it sometimes too. But every day of the week, I am up early in the morning, but I'm grateful. This is the last Sunday of this month. Tomorrow is the last day of this month. This is a beginning of another brand new week. Amen. I'm grateful for that. We're just a few minutes past the 7 o'clock hour time here live where I am. Amen. But I don't know what time it is to someone who may be listening in or tuning in live or listening to the broadcast later on or, you know, in time. It doesn't matter. I'm just glad you decided to add this time to your schedule. Amen. As the Father sees fit and as I'm led by the Holy Spirit, we're going to talk about his good news. Yeah, the gospel, the good news. And you know that always brings up his Son, Yeshua. As believers, that's who we pattern our lives after, the Savior of the world. He didn't just die for you or for me. He died for the entire world. Amen. He sacrificed. He shed his blood for the remission of the sins of the world. Oh, that's just wonderful. He is the Messiah, the anointed one. Hallelujah, that we get to look at his life and walk as he walked, talk as he talked, displayed. We're even encouraged in the scriptures that it's even told to us that we can do more far above what he did. Oh, he is powerful, the anointed one. We have that power too. He's given it to us. The Father has given it to us. Those of us who've accepted his son. That's the only way we're going to make it in. He's the only way in. No other way in. Hallelujah. There's no other way in. No thieves, no robbers are going to get in to the kingdom. Hallelujah. We're kingdom citizens. Only through the Son. That's it. And I'm glad he's now seated at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. Yes, he's praying for us and when nobody else is. I'm glad I'm on his side. He's rooting me on. He's rooting you on. Hallelujah. And he's coming back. He's going to return for the saints. Yes, those who set apart, those who's prepared and ready. Hallelujah. I want to be ready. Don't you want to be ready? Yes, want to be ready when the bridegroom comes for the bride. He's coming for us. We're the church, not the building. We as the set apart saints are the church. I'm glad about that. I'm glad about that. That's been revelated and been revealed in my life for many, many years. Always knew it. Always had it in my mind. So many people want to get caught up in the building. It's not about that. We are our house. Is the building, our temple, our bodies. It's the building. Yes, that's what we should be building upon internally, internal, working on the internals so it can be walked out on the external. Hallelujah. The Father is doing a work in us from the inside out. Yes, thank you, Father. Oh, we give you praise. There's a whole lot going on, and I know I'm saying a lot just in introduction. It's okay. This is where the Holy Spirit goes, and I just want to go with his lead. Amen. I'm in the hands of the Father. My mouth and your mouth should just be mouthpieces, being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Whatever the Father says, just as Yeshua, he said, I don't want to say anything the Father doesn't have me to say. I want to have a hush mouth or a shut mouth spirit if I'm not supposed to say anything I don't need to say. Amen. And with all that said, I just want to welcome you to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I'm just grateful that Elohim, hallelujah, the Most High, has given me this opportunity in this space. Not just the opportunity, but a willingness to share of his goodness, to share of his faithfulness. And I'm glad I'm in this space. Yes, I'm so glad. When I'm in his space, I may get a little nervy, but he clears that up as he begins to speak through me. Hallelujah. Sometimes we, you know, when we don't want to depend on ourselves, and right up until the moment, hallelujah, that nervousness or that queasiness, you just feel it in your gut or something. I don't even know how to describe it. But when he begins to talk through you, hallelujah, it seems like that nervousness or whatever kind of subsides a little bit when you know he is in control. Amen. But I'm grateful for this space. I'm grateful for the season of where I am in my life today. If you had to ask me if I'd be where I am right now, I would have probably said, no, I don't know or not sure. But I'm grateful. Some of the things I have desired to do in my life, I see the Father orchestrating my steps in those areas. Amen. Amen. We should see how he's patterning things as we seek him. He's patterning things and showing us the way to go. Hallelujah. Leading us into that plain path of sure when we're not sure. Father, are you wanting me to do this? Father, do you want me to do that? Amen. We have to be grateful wherever we are in this journey. Hallelujah. He's continuously taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. And I don't want to take any step of that for granted. I pray you feel the same way. Amen. Even with every opportunity that we get to encourage others. Amen. I know in this space, as I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging myself. Amen. A whole lot of times when I'm sharing with someone else, I'm encouraging myself, because a lot of times I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Amen. But the Holy Spirit does. Because when a lot of times when you're hearing others speak, I open up. I say, Father, speak to me, have their speaking to me. Whatever you would have me to say, if anything, I only want to say what you have me to say. Amen. And I love it when those opportunities come to share his truth. And see, his truth doesn't elevate me. It shouldn't. It shouldn't elevate you. Amen. His truth elevates him. Yes. It brings the very life of who he is to the forefront. Ha! I just can't say it enough. I'm so grateful for that. And as it's known, we got a lot going on in this world. Amen. We can turn on the news. We can be in conversations with our fellow colleagues, or just being around others in the marketplaces, wherever we go. We can actually see a whole bunch of mess going on in this world. We see it. We hear about the wars, the fires, the gun crime, the teenagers disrespecting. I mean, elderly, older people are disrespecting their parents. My. Because they're disrespecting themselves. If we can't respect our own self, who else are we going to respect? Amen. It's just visible, and it seems so much division going on in different facets of life, in the family dynamic. So much just going on in this world. And I'm glad, saints, that we may be in this world, but we're not of it. Therefore, we don't need to allow it to dictate to us. Even as I heard this past week that COVID is back on the rise again. It's still lingering around. That's okay. We're going to continue to speak that word over ourselves. We're going to keep talking it, amen, and walking it and living it out, letting it be the final say in our lives. It doesn't matter. It's all this stuff. It seems like it's rising, and we're going to hear more and more. Yeah, because the scripture lets us know this world is going to wax worse and worse. We're going to hear of these things, the wars, the rumors of the wars. Amen. There's still a lot going on with Ukraine and Russia. Amen. And then in China, so many different involvements that's taking place. Amen. That years ago, you wouldn't have thought these type things would happen. But it's talked about in the scriptures. Yeah. It's talked about. Amen. That's why we have to get in the book to know what it says. Amen. So when we see these things happening, we're not caught off guard. Amen. Either way it goes, our Heavenly Father has the last word. He has the final say. And I'm going to take him at that. That's why I got to get in this word. I've got to know. I must know what it says. You must know what it says. Amen. We're living in perilous times, more so than before. I've been hearing that for years, but the perilous time has gotten even more perilous. Amen. Whew. So if ever there was a time for encouragement, as I have come to do today, to encourage us, to admonish us, amen, to continue on in the faith. Continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. We say that, but do we know what we're really saying when we say that? Amen. When you talk about that blood that was shed, what are you talking about? Do you know what you're saying there? Amen. That blood that was shed for our sin. Hallelujah. Past, present, and future. But we shouldn't be walking a life full of sin. Amen. But as humans, we may mess up. Amen. That's why we need encouragement to continue on in this journey. We need prayer. Hallelujah. Effectual, fervent prayer in this world today for what's going on and this time that we're in now. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears open and have eyes to see. Amen. We need that. We need to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to us today so that we can continue to go forth and be effective kingdom citizens. I want to be effective here on this earth. I want to leave behind a legacy that goes before the Father, that talks and honors him, not me, but him. Amen. I want to be effective in his kingdom. That's what he's anointed and appointed us to be, for his kingdom. We're not building our own personal kingdom down here. We're building up his kingdom because we're going to reign here. He's going back to his original plan, whether you believe it or not. We're going to reign here on this earth, a new heaven, a new earth. Yes, our inheritance is that new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm grateful for that this morning. Let us have a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this time, this moment, and this time that you brought us up unto. We give you praise. We give you glory. Give you honor for this brand new day that you didn't have to create and allow us to see. But I'm so glad you did. Another day to right any wrong. Hallelujah. To get it right with you and with others if we've messed up. Thank you for this brand new opportunity. For your mercy are new every morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, yes. We can't thank you enough for your mercy. Hallelujah. Where we don't get what we deserve, you continue to keep extending your mercy over and over and over again. And then grace comes right along with that. When you give us what we don't deserve, they work hand in hand. Father, we thank you for the special favors that you give us. You don't have to do that, but you do. You love us so much. Help us not to take it for granted that you woke us up into this new day of mercy and grace. And we have our right state of mind. Yes, we didn't wake up crazy, not knowing who we were or whose we were. I'm ever so grateful for that. Whew, when I woke up, I said, thank you, Father, for this brand new day. Whatever you want to do with me in this day, have your way. I'm yours. Yes, completely, fully yours. Remember that song? I'm yours, Lord. Everything I'm not, everything I am, I'm fully yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're making us who we need to be in you, and we're thankful. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the activities of our limbs this morning, Father. Amen. You didn't have to give them to us, but you did. Don't want to take that for granted either. Thank you for all your provisions. You are Jehovah. You provide all things that pertain to this life and everything that we need for kingdom building. You supply it, and you're yet supplying it. Whew, thank you. Ooh, thank you so much. Help us not to take you and all that you're doing for us and have done for us and yet to do for us. Help us not to take it for granted. I ask you, Father, right now, I ask of you with your guidance of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I ask you for your presence as we talk about your word. Infiltrate, take over, fill up this time and this space with your presence for such a time as this. I just want to speak his shalom, peace to you. Amen. Amen. To you, Father, be all glory. Saints, I'm just grateful today. And as I was just pondering on last night and, you know, just walking throughout the house and just talking to the Father and just listening to him and wanting to hear back from him and what he would have me to share with us today. And I'm one, and you've heard me say this many times before, that I just ask a lot of questions to the Father. And I don't know any other way to operate. I ask questions. And I'm so grateful for the apostle. I consider him my pastor now. I really do. Arthur Bailey, as he was sharing on yesterday, very familiar, and I've heard it too from your English. Any question that you don't ask, it's not a dumb question. If you want to know something, you need to ask the question. That's what's dumb, that you, when you don't, if you want knowledge, you need to ask. If you want a little more understanding, you need to ask. Sometimes I'm in the middle of a conversation and I might break it, not being disrespectful, but I'm like, wait a minute, what do you mean by that part before you go a little any further? Because I want to understand. And I understand that even the more now, as I've been on this journey for a while and walking and talking with the Father and asking all these questions over the years. And I'm still questioning and I'm still asking. And he's giving answers. But I understand even the more when he said, when we ask for his wisdom, which we're operating in the principles of how we should walk this walk, live this life, talk this talk. Amen. When we ask him for wisdom, he said, in all you're getting, even in getting that, embracing wisdom to get an understanding. See, it wouldn't do us any good to be walking around talking about this and talking about that and having this knowledge if we don't even understand it. We don't understand it enough to walk it out. So as I was talking to him last night, I said, here I am again, Father. And I don't believe you get tired of hearing me because this is what you want me to do. I'm asking you another question. And I don't get tired of asking, and I don't believe you get tired of listening. I said, what do you want me to talk about? He said, you know what? I want you to talk about talk. I said, what? He said, talk about talk. I said, okay. Where are we going with that? I'm just so grateful. So he gave me one passage of scripture. And then when I got up this morning, he gave me some more passages of scripture. I said, okay, I see where you're going. I see where we're going. Sometimes when he just give me the word, sometimes I may not even have a scripture. And I'm resting in that. I go to sleep, wake up, and he gives me what he wants me to share. And I'm just so happy. He deals with us all in so many different kind of ways. I just love him. He's faithful. He's so good to us. But that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about talk. Amen. And when you look up the definition, most of the scriptures that I'm going to be coming out of are coming out of, we may refer back to the Old Covenant or New Covenant or the New Testament, but most of them are coming out of the New Testament. So the word I looked up for talk was the Greek word. And the Greek word is laleo, which is talk. Hallelujah. To speak. to say amen. And no, and we know we got a lot to say. We talk all the time. Do we talk more? As I was thinking about this, and you hear the birds, you know, a lot of times when you first get up in the morning, if there's nothing on, I can hear the birds chirping from my back bedroom window. I can hear them chirping and talking, communicating, maybe to one another or maybe to the Father. I don't know whether they're getting their praise on or they're calling for their mate or what they're doing, but they're talking all the time. You can just walk out the door and you hear the birds flying by chirping. They talk all the time in their language. As humans, we talk all the time. But do we talk as much as the birds sing? I think so. Sometimes we talk too much and we ain't talking about nothing. My. But the music that we hear, that the birds are talking as they're speaking and chattering, it sounds so melodic, however you want to say the word. Sounds like it's in sync and full of melody. Sometimes you feel a little, you see that. You see sometimes birds are having a little disagreement going on. But they disperse from one another. And then I saw it in the park where I just stopped walking one day as I was walking. And I saw two birds chattering. And they kind of pecked at each other's beak. One went over to another bar. It was like a bar. And then they came back again. And they pecked again at each other's beak. And then it went back over to the other bar. And then they flew up into the tree together. I just watched. I said, wow. Father, you are so amazing. As I watched those birds, and I think they were mating. They kind of got, and then another bird came, and one of the birds, must have been the male, fought him off. And he went on. He didn't come back again. But then when I saw those two go up into the tree that was right there next to those two different rails that were apart from one another, I think they were kind of mating or whatever. But they were talking to each other. There was a little, maybe they were trying to come to an agreement. It's time to do this, or are you the one that I'm supposed to mate with? I don't know. But just going off what I saw, it was just so amazing. But we as people, sometimes we talk so much as humans. And a lot of times we may not be talking to each other, but we're talking about others. Is that good? For us to be talking too much about other people. Because a lot of times when we're talking about other people, we may not be saying good things. We need to check ourselves. Continue to put ourselves in check to see what we're really talking about. Amen. We need to do that all the time. Not sometimes, but all the time. Because if we're doing that and we're talking to others about others, are we taking the time to talk to the Father? If you got a problem with someone or someone has a problem with you and you know it, we don't need to waste a lot of time talking about them to others. We need to put that energy and that source before the Father. Let him fix that thing. Let him work that thing out. That's who we need to be talking to, more so than anyone. Because if we don't have anything good to say about anyone, even in all the negativity, though we can talk to others in counsel, amen. We can counsel with and talk about situations and share about someone and how they're doing. That's a little different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how we talk about individuals. I know I got a situation where I'm in a major test with my manager. And I got to the point where, y'all, I can't waste no brain cells on that. I'm talking to the Father about that, or about her. I don't have time to be talking about her. She's wasting too much of my brain space. My focus is getting caught up, getting pulled, trying to get pulled in the wrong arena. Amen. We have to be, and that was confirmed to me yesterday, hearing the message at Sabbath service. It was right on point for me. Amen. Sometimes we can get so caught up in conversation, in talk, in speaking with words that we forget we've gotten pulled in to an arena we don't have no business being in. And it's just the truth anyhow. Because I know if it's happened for me, it's happened for you. Yes. But the Father has helped me to recognize. And I'm not sure what all he's going to have me to say here. I'm just going with the flow of him and his spirit. Him and his Holy Spirit. Yes. And what he leads to share. So I'm just grateful this morning, hallelujah, that he's given me an opportunity to share experience. That's what we have. Sometimes the experience that we have helps us to look at something we may be dealing with. Amen. It may be a moment or something that you just dealt with and you may be dealing with yourself. Kind of similar. Amen. But the key is, he wants us to talk about talking. What are we talking about? You know, what are we speaking about? What are we saying? That's very important. Amen. Because our main talking conversation should be with the Father. And I know a lot of times women talk. There was a study done, and I don't remember the study. I didn't look it back up again. But women's words within a day are quadruple the amount of a man's words. Now, you do have some men that can talk. I know a few. They might fall in the category with the women because they can talk. And that's okay, too, as long as we're talking about the right thing, the right stuff. Amen. As believers, what we need to avoid in our conversation is wild talk, cheap talk, dirty talk, come on, angry talk, bitter talk. See, a lot of that can come out of our mouths if we're not in the place we need to be with the Father. If we're not sitting at his feet, as Mary was, she sat at the feet of the Messiah. She heard what he had to say because, listen, he didn't say anything that his Father didn't have him to say. So she sat at his feet and listened to what the Father had to say through him. She didn't get caught up, though those things had to be done. She stayed with the main thing, making sure she heard the instruction of the Father. That will come out in our conversations when we're talking. That will come out in our attitude when we're displaying the Messiah, the Father. We are kingdom citizens. Who are we displaying? We shouldn't be displaying ourselves, though we have this body that he's housed in. His Holy Spirit is housed in. He's living on the inside of us. His spirit communes with our spirit man, the real us. This is just an outward encasing that houses the presence of the Most High. So we should be, take heed, pay attention to what's coming out of our mouth, what we're talking about, what we're speaking about. A lot of times we need to be conscious when we get pulled into conversations. We can pray under our breath. Father, help me with this. Help me what I need to say, if anything. Help me not to add my own opinion. If I have anything to say, let it be of your opinion through your word. Amen. We have to be conscious of that because we're representing him, not ourselves. We're representing the Holy One. We're representing our Creator. And he's instructed us, be ye holy, for I am holy. And that's a process to walk it out. But we should be walking it out, talking it out, living it out. And I've said this time and time again, and Apostle Arthur reiterated it yesterday again to me. He said, where you were last year, you shouldn't be in that same space this year, spiritually. Now, his message was totally different. His message was on demons. Amen. Dealing with demons. That's what his message was about. Because they're around us all the time. But see, we got to know even how to talk to avoid them from creeping up in our lives. Amen. Because if a door is open and we allow that, we open up that door or let that door get open, those demons will step in. Them spirits, them demon spirits, they will step in. And a lot of times they want to take over. They don't want to just come in. They want to take over. Saints, it is so important what we talk about. So important. Because what we talk about says something. Whether it's good, whether it's bad, it says something. And see, when we talk the way the Father would have us to talk, we're going to incorporate life into a situation. Even if a situation is seem like it's dead and falling apart, we will impart life with conversation when it lines up with the Father. Amen. I know we ain't got to any scripture yet. We're still talking. We're getting there. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking, speaking, encouraging. Amen. It's just a good practice also to just think before we speak. Be quick to hear, slow to speak. We've been instructed to do that. Quick to hear, slow to speak. So that lets us know that we need to be slow to speak. And a lot of times when points are made, when I'm in conversation, I don't ever mean it to be rude, but sometimes I have to interrupt where I'm at so I won't forget. And I'll say, hold your thought. I learned how to do it in a different way. But at one point, I was doing it rudely, I think. At least I felt I was. And my husband told me I was. But I learned. I said, honey, one thing you have to learn about me, you're saying this, but I need to interject. I know I don't want to throw you. I said, so we can come back to this part. Then you can continue on. So I've learned to do that so we can address what I have to say about it. So I make sure I got clarity in that point. It's not being rude. It's just I need clarity. The way I think, the way I understand, I need some clarity in a certain area before it goes where it shouldn't be, where it shouldn't go. Because sometimes a conversation can go in places it didn't need to go. Amen. That is so true. So we need to make it a practice because it's very healthy. It's a healthy practice to think before we begin to talk. Amen. That's why I say times when we're hearing a conversation, pray under your breath. Quickly say, Father, help me if there's something I need to say with this. I'm listening. And, you know, sometimes people look at me and say, you hear me? I'm like, yeah, I hear you. But I may be saying a prayer at that moment. But I'm still hearing what you're saying. Keep on. I say, keep going. I'm listening. And any of you who may have been on a conversation with me may have caught that about me. I don't know. But that's just the way, part of my makeup. But I'm just grateful this morning that the Father would have us to talk about talking. Because it's so much time that we spend talking. We talk about different things, life. We talk about the weather. We talk about what's on the news. About money. We talk about our health. We talk about supplements. We talk about different things. So many things we talk about. We have a lot of conversations going on. Amen. My prayer and hope is that those conversations, even in those things, gear toward the Father. Amen. And it's gearing toward, you know, we want to live healthy lifestyles as much as possible that we can while we're here in this physical body, because we're not spirit beings yet. We're in a physical body that houses the presence of the Father, but we are not spiritual beings yet. Amen. And that's wonderful, but we will be. I remember in one of the books or the passages where Paul himself even warned those in the scriptures, where he warned Titus. He was ministering to Titus that there would be unruly and vain talkers, and their mouths need to be shut up. that passage may be in the book of Luke, I'm thinking, but he was warning Titus about that. I'm not really sure. I don't remember the book, but I remember he warned him. And there are times when we get warning, you know, that we don't need to be in that conversation. We need to figure out a way to escape. He said, there's always a way of escape when temptation is around you to get involved in a conversation, even in a conversation. There's always he'll show you that way of escape. He will. I believe he will. By the Holy Spirit is our gear. He's our steerer. He steers us in the right direction. He helps us. He brings something to our mind. Sometimes we can just walk off. Yeah. You see, he has a way. And see, he has to do a thing with me. They're giving a change. I said, no. We're in a setting of five right now in one big long office. So some conversations I'm in, I hear. I may not say anything, but I'm just in the midst of it. And sometimes I don't say anything, and they'll ask me my opinion. And I'll say, oh, I don't have nothing to say about that. And sometimes I do, because I'm praying while they talk, right? But our setting is getting ready to change probably in less than a year. They're moving us upstairs, and it's going to be all open cubicles. It's probably going to be, I think, 40, 46 or 48 spaces. So that's going to be totally different. A lot of conversation is going to be going on while you're trying to focus and work. That's going to be a totally different trajectory. Not sure if I'm looking forward to that because I like my space. I like my space, but we will see. Hallelujah. But when it comes to talking, we're still talking about talking. Through our prayer, through meditating on the scriptures, and our worship, we're talking to the Father. That's what we do. We pray to him. We pray to him in the name of the Son. Amen. We talk to him. And we meditate on the scriptures. That's part of our life. That's what we do. Thank him that we have a voice. And it can be heard. We have ears to hear with that voice. What a blessing. Those senses are in operation. That's part of our sense in operation. Somebody has ears, but they can't hear. Some people have a mouth, but they can't talk. They can open up their mouth, but nothing comes out but squeaks. We have to use what we have. Our voice is important. It can be here today and gone tomorrow. That's why we have to redeem the time of where we are to make sure what we're saying is effective for the kingdom. Amen. So the first passage of scripture, amen, that we're going to go with is in the book of Luke. And we know Luke, he was following after, you know, his scripture. He wasn't a disciple. He followed with Paul. We talked about that before, him and Mark both. And that came out before. They followed Paul's teaching and gave an account to what Paul shared. Even Paul, he was an apostle. But they just follow with him on different journeys, Luke and Mark did. So even his account was just from history. So as we're reading what he's saying here, it's still valid. Yeah, we can't take away from that. It's still valid. But then you just see some different points that are made in different passages of scripture that may mention the same thing. So Luke 24, amen. And what passage of scripture did we have there? So I'm going to start at the 28th verse. And I'm reading from, I think this is the New King James Version. Then they drew near to the village where they were going. And he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Well, let me give a little bit of history. This was after the Messiah had risen and after he had been seen. And two of his disciples, their name, it just says, if you start at the 13th verse, it says, "Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to the village called Emmaus." They were headed to Emmaus, amen, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were headed that way. And they were talking together, which was the things that had happened. So they went to see. They had heard that his body was gone, so they went to see. And when they were on their way back, and it does say in the 18th verse that one of the disciples, whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you only a..." So, see, they didn't even know who was with them. So this said they drew near to the village where they were going. See, right here, if you go back and read a little bit more, I needed to go back to the history of that. I just didn't want to read all the scripture. But the Messiah was walking with them. And they didn't know who he was. He was just a stranger. Cleopas answered and said to him, "Are you only the stranger in Jerusalem? Have you not known the things which happened there in these days?" So he didn't know about the resurrection, but see, he was the resurrection. They just didn't know that. So when they went to the village, when they got there, they asked him, "It's late in the evening. Why don't you just stay with us tonight?" Now it came to pass at the 30th verse, as he sat at table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished from their sight. Isn't that something? And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together. So there were other more disciples. Isn't that something? Their hearts burned to recognize who was actually walking with them and asking them questions. Go back and read. Start at maybe the 13th verse, or you can begin at the beginning of the 24th chapter. And just read how he was questioning them. And they didn't even know that it was him asking them questions, those questions. Can you imagine, even as they were sitting there at that table breaking bread, when they recognized who he was, how he was talking to them? And there it said that their hearts burned. Amen. They had a burning heart. So they had to get up and go tell that. They had to go talk about that. My. Is our hearts burning today to still talk about what the Messiah did for us? He was sitting right in their midst, and at first, they didn't even recognize it. Sometimes, he's always with us. Sometimes we find ourselves in the middle of a conversation. He's right there, or we recognize that he's right there. An unhealthy conversation is what I meant to say. Hearing that conversation, are we indulging in it? Or is our heart at that moment burning from what the Messiah has even done for us? My. He wants us to miscommunicate ourselves from those type conversations. That's why it is so important that we pay attention to what we're watching, what we're allowing into our eye gate, what we're listening to, what we're allowing to come into our ear gates. Because if there's any way of those are areas of opening that the enemy would love to come into, get into our thought processes. That's why it is adamant that we renew our mind. Not every now and again, but daily. We have to get some word in us daily. Hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to be able to talk this talk and walk it out and understand and know why we're doing it, why we live this life. Amen. See, we don't want to be in the family of believers giving out heartburns, talking crazy talk, and people don't even want to talk to us because we're talking crazy. We're talking with bitterness or anger or that dirty talk or crazy talk. Don't want to be in those type of conversations. Don't even want to entertain them. We don't want to be in heartburn conversations. We want our hearts to burn for the love that the Father has for us by sending us his Son to be our example, to pattern our lives after him, to become more and more like the Father. His example is what we should be looking at. Amen. Even as bad as the Jewish and religious leaders wanted to kill him and tear him down, he stayed about his Father's will. He stayed about it. He was all about it. Amen. And that's how I don't care who negativity that comes our way. People talk about us, say this about us, or whatever. It shouldn't matter. We have to be about our Father's business. Not sometimes, but all the time. And I'm just so grateful that when they got up, they had to tell about those things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Sitting there in the fellowship, in the midst of him at table, they were able to recognize, wait a minute, this is the Messiah. He was with us all the time. See, he's with us all the time. We can't stop recognizing that. He's hearing our conversation. He's hearing what's coming out of our mouth. We got to pay attention, saints. Whew, we got to pay attention. Even when we have moments of doubt and fear, talk to the Father. He'll talk back to you. Sometimes he may not talk immediately, but sometimes he'll give you a different way to go or something else to do. That's him talking to you. He's giving you a different direction. He's leading you in another way. Sometimes I hear his voice. I'm sure you do too. When you have that relationship, you'll hear a speaking, a check in your spirit. You'll hear him talk. But sometimes it's not a conversation. It's just a direction, a directive. He'll order your steps in a way. And you know that's him leading you. He's talking to you then when he's not talking with voice. He's talking with direction. I love him for that. Thank you, Father. Now we're going to go on to Matthew 12. Back up to Matthew, the 12th chapter. Thank you for your word, Father. It is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. Your word that you watch over to perform. Matthew 12. I'm going to start at the 33rd verse because I had one particular passage, just like the one for that particular passage was that 32nd verse where he talked to them. my. Matthew 12, 33. Where he's talking about a tree is known by its fruit. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? See, he was already here being questioned by the scribes and the Pharisees. You know, he was being questioned and they were on him. But he was letting them know what they was all about as well. This is the Messiah talking here. This is Yeshua. Hallelujah. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth evil things. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. See, that's why it's important that we pay attention to what we're talking about. We're going to have to be given an account of what we're talking about. That wasn't just for them then. That's for us today. That still pertains to us, saints. For by your words, you will be justified. And by your words, you will be condemned. So what we're talking about is so important. Then, 38, verse 38, then some of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. They wanted him to perform a miracle. But he answered and said to them, an evil and an adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a great fish, so was the Son of Man. So will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the end of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. So see, he said, I'm the greater that's here. And you still not recognizing me. You still saying, I'm a devil. You still not recognizing, I'm here. I'm here doing, I'm the fulfilled Messiah that was talked about in the Torah, in the Old Testament. You still don't recognize it's me that's here. Just like the disciples, they didn't even recognize that was him. Hallelujah. Even when they crucified him, he wasn't recognized until after something. Oh, that was him. Isn't that something? We have to recognize. 43, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So it shall also be with this wicked generation. So when wickedness is going on, he's letting them know, if you're going to stay wicked, you're going to continue to produce more wickedness, and even more demonicness is going to come. We see that going on today. Amen. While he was still, the 46th verse, while he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brother stood outside seeking to speak to him. And then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. See, they even knew that he was there amongst all that going on. But instead of them being there supporting him, they had to come there and wanted to talk to him. He told them, did he answer them? He said, but he answered and said to the one in 48 who told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Isn't that something? See, his mother and brothers, they came to where he was after they heard all this going on. They tried to come on the scene then. But see, all those who was already there with him, why weren't they with him there? He was like, I ain't got time to talk to them. Those who are right here with me, supporting what I'm saying and what I'm talking about to the multitude that's come, those who's coming up against me, I'm speaking to all who's in the sound of my voice. And my mothers and brothers weren't there. They came so they can talk to the hand. I can imagine. You know how we say that today. Talk to the hand. I don't have time for that conversation. Amen. I've done that recently at my job. Talk to the hand. I'm through with that. I've told you, and I meant it. Woo! Thank you, Father. We have to be so adamant and be on purpose in our conversations, saints. I can't stress it enough. We see the example of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. He was adamant. He knew his purpose. What is our purpose? It's the same as his, to bring glory and honor to the Father. That purpose, that hadn't changed. Some people said, well, I'm searching for my purpose. Your purpose, you should already know what your purpose is. As you're following him, anything he would have you to do, he's going to lead you in those paths along the way. Some people were born knowing, well, I'm going to be a doctor. That's part of their purpose. Some of them get sidetracked, and they're not even bringing glory and honor to the Father in that. We can't get caught up in this earthly stuff. Any earthly gain and wealth and all that, we can't get caught up in that. Though he said we would have that. Because he owns it all, and he promised to give it to us and supply it to us, but we can't let it have us. That's the key point. We have to stay on focus point. We have to stay focused. Let's stay focused. Hallelujah. Help us, Father, to stay focused. The next passage of scripture we're going to go to is in Mark. These are just a few that the Father gave me as I was, you know, preparing. And it's many, 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 many more. Six. Yes. What passage did I say we was going to start there? I didn't write that down. Okay, well, here we're going to just start at the 45th verse. And this is where Yeshua was walking on the sea. And this was the account that Mark gave. Amen. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. Now when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea. And he was alone on the land. Then he saw them straining at rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea, and would have passed them by. Now this is Mark's account. Remember, there's another account that's given where he was actually asleep on the boat. So Mark was giving his account from history of what he may have heard, maybe Paul or something along the way. But his account that he wasn't even on the boat yet, but he walked to the boat. But the key is he walked on the water. We're not going to get all caught up in that. Amen. And then when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled, for they had not understood about the loaves, because their heart was still hardened. See, they still didn't even understand, as he was talking about before that, he talked about the 5,000, feeding the 5,000 with the two fish and the five loaves of bread. So they, even in that, they didn't get it. They didn't get that understanding. When he walked on water, they believed, they were marveling. They thought he was a ghost. They didn't even know who he was. And it was the Messiah. But he talked to them and said, "Be of good cheer. It is I." He's always with us. Sometimes we get so bent out of shape with a situation or something, and we forget, we get caught with the situation. Our mind gets focused on the situation and not the promise keeper. A lot of times things happen, I immediately call on him. I have learned to do that. Father, I need you. Help me with this. I don't know what's going on. We have to learn to do that all the time. Not sometimes, but all the time. Talk to him first. That's what we're talking about. When we learn to talk to him first, it will be so much easier when we're communicating with others.
our communication would be so much different. We would choose different words. Even when we're around those in our company that's saying words that we have had dispelled from our conversations. And sometimes we'll hear it come up. Wait a minute, where'd that come from? You was hearing it, not saying anything, but you was hearing it and wasn't saying anything. In your mind, you should have said, I dispel those words. But instead, you was hearing it. It was getting into your thoughts down on the inside, subconsciously, and you didn't realize it. Because I never was one to say, I'm sorry. And I started finding myself, I'm sorry. I would always say, I apologize, because I'm not sorry. I'm not a sorry. I take words very lightly. I mean, very seriously, not lightly, but very seriously. Because words do have meaning. So I have to watch what I'm hearing and what I'm saying. So when I hear words now, I've learned from that to say, okay, if I'm hearing it in a conversation, I'm quietly behind my voice saying, okay, I dispel that. Mm-mm, don't get in my psyche. I'm talking to myself. I talk to myself a lot, even out loud on the job. My coworker sitting beside me, Bush, he said, you okay over there? I said, I'm fine. I'm fantastic. I'm wonderful. I said, I'm just talking to myself over here out loud. I said, you do the same thing. Sometimes we can be the most intelligent person that we can talk to ourselves. We're talking to ourselves, admonishing ourselves, encouraging our own selves. We're instructed to do that through the writings and the scriptures. Encourage yourself in the Most High. And encouraging ourselves in what the Word says. Amen. Just want to bring out these points where the Messiah, he was there and he's still here. He was there while they were talking amongst themselves, when they were fearful. He was there. He walked on the water. And they was fearful because they thought he was a ghost. But it was him. It was the Messiah who promised all. And he was right there with them in their presence. And they still wasn't recognizing him. They still didn't know who he was. Until he performed something or said something after the fact. Because when a lot of times when he was talking, they still wasn't getting it. They still wasn't getting it. A lot of disciples weren't getting it. A lot of us following after him today, we're still not getting it. We got to get this, saints. It's the living word. It helps us to govern our lives. It helps us to walk out this journey effectively, building up other kingdom citizens. That's what we've been called to do. Be disciples of men. And I'm just not talking about a gender of male. I'm talking about male, female. Amen. Whew. Then I'm reminded of the story of John. I'm just going to talk about this one. And John, the woman at the well, when the Messiah met the woman at the well in the book of John. We know that was written by the Apostle John. Amen. He wrote John. He wrote this John. Then he wrote the book of Revelations as well. Amen. Apostle. So here, he met this woman at the well. And there were some questions going back and forth. And she didn't know who she was amongst. She was like, well, I'm waiting on the, you know, he was letting her know there's going to come a day where you're going to worship in spirit and in truth. She said, well, I'm waiting on the Messiah to come. And he told her, I am the Messiah. And she went away. She said, the Messiah is coming. He said, I am. You're speaking to him right now. That was in the 26th verse. I think 25th, the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. And he's the Messiah. That's what his name. He's the Messiah. That's what Christ is in Hebrew, Messiah. When he comes, he will tell us all these things. Yeshua said to her, I who speak to you am he. I am the Messiah. Yes. And at this point, the 27th verse, his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet not one said, What do you seek? Or why are you talking with her? See, not only was she just a woman, but she was a Samaritan woman. And though we know the Messiah, he wasn't Jewish. They were like the Jewish people. They don't even communicate. They don't even communicate with Samaritan. What you talking to them? They didn't even question that. He talked with a woman. But they were shocked that he was talking to her. Just, I believe it's because of her nationality. Maybe I'm reading into that a little bit. I don't know. Because they were supposed to be excommunicated from them. But he came for all. He died for this whole world. Not just you and I. Even this world that's in all this mess and chaos. He came for this mess and chaos. But if we don't repent and the world don't repent and get it right, they ain't gonna make it. Not gonna make it into this new kingdom. Not gonna make it in. Because we are kingdom citizens on this earth building up kingdom. Building up the kingdom. That's what we're doing. Whew. So with all that being said about talk, how are we talking? What are we speaking? We need to be talking like a father. That's what we need to be talking like. That's who we need to be talking like. Him and what he says. And he gave me this final passage of scripture in Mark. Back in Mark. Mark 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mark 11. So we know what it just, I'm kind of breaking into it. The day before, Yeshua had just cleaned out the temple with a lot going on in the temple of Jerusalem. He said this should be called the house of prayer. I'm just going to kind of bring it up a little bit. Not the house, not a place of thieves, not a den of thieves. He was sharing that. And then he got on down to, you know, the next day. Before he got to the house to clear the temple, he had cursed the fig tree. And a tree. So this was the next day after that. Now in the morning, starting at the 20th verse of Mark 11, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Yeshua answered and said to them, have faith in Elohim. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, amen, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. See, the problem is, he didn't say, whosoever shall speak to the Father about these, though we're talking to the Father right here to talk like him, we have to speak to the mountain. Speak directly to the mountain for whatever that desire result is. There's certain things that we're praying to the Father about. And we're talking to him about it. And he's telling us, instructing us to speak to that thing. To command it to be gone or over with or done or finished. He's given us that authority. But a lot of times we forget the authority that we have. And some of us may not even know that we have that authority as saints. Because we're not getting into this book. We're walking around as carnal Christians in carnality. And every now and again, quoting the scripture, fulfilling so many lusts of the flesh because we're carnal. Come on. We have to wake up and talk like the Father taught. There was a certain situation that he, and just this moment, I just recognized, I was talking to him about it. And he said, you speak to it. My, thank you, Father. And I just recognized that I spoke to it. He gave me that authority, and I was talking to him about it. Whew. And a lot of times it may sound foolish to the world, because that scripture tells us things that are foolish. He chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. Those who are in the world that's using worldly wisdom. They think they know stuff. So sometimes we may speak something. It may sound a little foolish to the world and how they would look at it, but not to the Father. Amen. We got to speak to situations and circumstances. I don't know what that mountain might be for you right now, but talk like the Father talked. Talk to that mountain. Speak to it. You've already been praying about it to the Father. Now he said, okay, use that authority I gave you. Speak to that mountain. He already told us, therefore I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, when you pray, you got to believe that you've already received it. That's what kind of walk we walk. We walk by faith, not by sight. So we have to speak the unknown. The Father was doing it from the beginning of creation. He, in darkness, he spoke light. You know he had to think about that, though, first. He thought that through. He didn't just say, okay, this is darkness. Let there be. He thought of the plan that he was going to speak into creation. He had to think a little more, even when he had to when he created man and then woman, man with a womb. The Father fought through all this. And he wants us to think through all this in the journey that we're on. Whew, we got to speak to the mountain, saints. When we talk what his word says in reality, and the world hears us saying it, they're going to think we crazy. And they thought the Messiah was crazy. They thought he was a devil. He came speaking his Father. He came speaking the law, because they had already set up their own Jewish laws and customs and traditions. But he came speaking what the Father's law said. And they were coming against him left and right. He didn't care. He stayed focused on his mission. He even knew when his time wasn't up yet. When they tried to capture him once prematurely, they couldn't. They couldn't touch him because it wasn't his time yet. And he knew it. He still had more of the Father's business he had to handle. Let's not go to sleep. Let's stay awake, saints. We have to talk like the Father talked. Talk his promises. Decree and declare them over situations and circumstances. Your finances. The scripture talks about finances. Well, it all, you know, you got some ministers and pastors or whatever over the globe speaking. That's all they're talking is prosperity. It's more to it than that. He promises these things. We have to follow what his word, what his law says. We have to be in the order of his commandments. Because if you can get so caught up in that prosperity stuff that you forget, and you will have it one day and it's immediately wiped away from you the next. Our trust got to be in the right, in the source of those sources, in the right place. It doesn't matter, even if the promises contradict what you see in the natural, because we serve a supernatural Father. He always will put his super on our natural. I remember on the prayer call, one of the prayer calls I've been with since, 2009. I would always say he put his super on the natural. One of the sisters, she said, one thing that Minister Cunningham, she talks about, the Father putting his super on the natural. He does. Because in the natural, it can't get done if he don't add his power to it. He has to put his super on the natural. And if we want to keep that enemy from coming in, keep him defeated like he already is, we have to remind him what the word says. See, he don't want us to get it in him so we can remind him. We get so caught up, get distracted with life. You better get it in your purpose that you got to get in this book. Got to get in these scriptures and see what they say. See the examples that the Messiah set for us. See the examples of the forefathers that they set when they messed up, when they was messing up. So we won't go that way. Ugh. This word was written and given under the inspiration by the Father. For our learning. For our learning. Just like the Father did, he called those things that be not as though they were. That's in the book of Romans. He didn't wait on the circumstances to line up first before he speaks. Think about that. He causes them to line up because he speaks. So what does that mean with us? Woo! The Father does it. He speaks, and that's what causes things to line up. And that's what we have to do. We have to talk like he talked. Yeah, his ways are far above ours, his thoughts are far, but he keeps telling us to come up higher. He wants our ways to come like his. He wants our thoughts to come. That's no excuse. And I've heard that talk so much. That's not an excuse. Yes, his ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. But he's calling us up higher. So we can think more like him. Talk more like him. Walk more like him. Thank you, Father. I love him so much. No, none of us are perfect. None of us have arrived. We all have work to do on our inner selves. But that's what I love about the Father. He's showing us mess all the time about our upset. And it's up to us to correct it as individuals. Can't nobody else correct you if you're wrong. We have to pray to the Father to help correct them, help them to see where their error is. Because some people are so used to being in that way, they think that's the way they're supposed to be. So we just love them to righteousness. Encourage them any opportunity we get when the Holy Spirit leads. Other than that, we can't change nobody. Oh, that's the Father's job. He changes us through his word. He is his word. Oh, yes. I'm so glad he causes things to line up because if he causes things to line up because he speaks, we cause things to line up because we speak. His promises. We call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Speakers, if we line up with his word, we just got to speak it out of our mouth. Talk it out of our mouth. Speak it loud. Speak it loud. Because sometimes in our head, the enemy's talking loud in our heads. Speak that word out loud. Open up your mouth. Talk. Speak it. Decree it. Declare it. His promises are true. They are yes and amen. Oh. We just have to make our words agree with his. Father, I want to talk like you. And sometimes things may not happen right away. You know, when you think about it, just like when he spoke to the fig tree, it immediately, the next day, it dried up. He spoke about faith. The next day, it was dried up from the root. From the root. And I think that's where I got some of the prayer I pray sometimes. It dried up from the root of the source. I think I pray like that sometimes. I got it from this probably particular passage of scripture. Amen. Because that's how he spoke. That's how Yeshua spoke. He cursed it from the root of its source, from the very beginning, and it couldn't produce any fruit anymore. So once we speak things, we have to consider it done. I don't care what it looks like. Consider it done. I don't care what you have to still experience it in the process of it being done. You can't pick it back up and say, it's not working. See, you're nullifying what you already spoke. You got to re-speak it again. Sometimes we hinder the processes. I don't want to hinder the Father's process. When he spoke that, they kept moving. He didn't go back to check and see if it happened. He believed it had happened, and the next day it had happened. Amen. So we have to follow his example and let our faith speak. Agree with his word. That's what we've been called to do. Agree with his word. Mm. We don't want to get to the point where we're just so consumed on the mountain. Sometimes we get caught up in the mountain or whatever that situation is, whatever that mountain looks like, finances, health, whatever the situation is, a family, but something that you believe in the Father for. It doesn't matter if it's a mountain of hindrance in someone else's life, whatever, speak to it and believe it's done and keep it moving. And if you see it arise again, speak to it. If you have to speak to it again, I mean, just speak to it again. That's already, no, or just say, that's already done. That's already done. I'm not moved by what I see. But sometimes we allow it not happening quickly to change the way we're thinking and the way we're talking. We start speaking negative. We start speaking negative opposite of what we already spoke. We nullify what we spoke. That prayer has to be, you know, we have to believe that thing and then go forward with it, that it's done. Amen. So I just encourage us today, saints, and anyone listening into this message that haven't made the Messiah, the Savior of your life, haven't accepted him into your heart, time is winding down. I just pray that this word has encouraged each and every one of you to continue to keep fighting the good fight of faith, or those who haven't joined in that good fight of faith yet, that you're ready to come on in. Time is winding down. I'm going to unmute the lines, and maybe not today. I did unmute the lines. If you have a comment or a question, just want to have a word of prayer before we close out. Thank you, Father. Whew. I want to talk like him. Heavenly Father, as we go about this day, we just thank you that you're going forth with us. You're going to keep us in all our ways. We're learning and grasping even the more to talk like you talk, huh? So we can, hallelujah, glorify you even the more, so that we can see your results in even a quicker manner. You're doing some things quickly. You're shifting and showing, hallelujah, the processes in even a greater manner. For doing things in a sudden manner. We just give you praise for your divine protection throughout this week. We thank you that you're covering us even now. Continue to keep us and we will be kept. Continue to walk with us and talk with us as we talk to you and talk to mountains, just like you did. Oh, we thank you for being our example, Yeshua Messiah. If there's anything we failed in asking for on behalf of anyone listening, tuning in, we thank you that you're meeting every need above and beyond. And it's in the name of Yeshua, we pray, we thank you, and we love you. We speak your shalom peace to all. Hallelujah and amen. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom. to this one. Dissolve. In the name of Yeshua. Dissolve. I speak to it.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Because I had all the red.
that wasn't the point I was bringing out. You know, I was getting to the point about talking. Yeah.
Change his own father, I'm married now every other day.
I said, you took one shower, then you're going to take another shower.